Let's look at the amount of space that is between Andrew Bogut's feet and the parquet floor as he hops from spot to spot. That's too much of a gap. Why is that important? Think about it. The closer Bogut is to the hardwood on his defensive slides, the quicker his reaction time will be to change directions and prevent that near ACL tear. Most players will take 1 to 2 dribbles and then go into their move. 1, 2, 1, 2. This is their rhythm. This is their routine. This routine has been programmed into their bodies from practicing that move over and over again. By studying these practice routines, you can better anticipate and thereby disrupt their rhythm. Now, is breaking the game down like this a little obsessive? Absolutely. But when you're standing between a great and the basket, success comes down to one thing. Knowing without a doubt that you've done your homework. Do you truly understand his psychological and tactical tendencies? And can you act upon this knowledge and use it against him? If your answer is yes to these questions, then you stand a good chance at slowing him down. The variable, of course, is that LeBron will make adjustments, which is what all great players do. All we can do as defenders is focus on that which we can control and leave the rest up to the basketball gods. May the gods be with you.